You know what you're doing?
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
I bet. Makes you a more efficient killer, right?
Correct.
She's proud show shining star. Forget your dawn and drools and your rock and roll geeks. She's pod show's real deal. Adam Curry once called her a man. He said, hey, we've just been had by a man. But Madge is the real deal. She's a breast cancer survivor. If that ain't real, what is? She's pod show's shining star. She doesn't wear a bra. She got kicked out of Amsterdam. Someone said, hey, you look like a man. She pot shows shining star.
Oh, fuck. I thought I was... Okay, sorry about that. I thought that was going to end a little softer. I don't know what the proper lingo is, softer, colder, whatever. But anyway, that ended. And this is what I had intended to play right then before I started talking. So pretend this all happened correctly.
Hi, this is Norm Augustinus, and you're listening to Ma,
you unplugged the fucking cord. Yeah, the fucking cord, Ma, my mood candle, you unplugged the fucking cord. What the hell's the matter with you? I told you, when I'm recording, I don't want you moving around, Ma. I'm making a recording, you know? A recording, Ma?
Fuck you. I should have aborted you when I had the chance.
And fuck me, and fuck you!
You
walk like Adolf Hitler.
I'm doing a recording. I'm Norm Augustinus, and you're listening to Madge Weinstein.
On Yeast Radio. You should have said on Yeast Radio, Norman. But thank you. You're such a sweetheart, Norman, but get that cunt mother of yours out of there. God, is she a bitch. Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein. You're listening to me on yeastradio.com and or Sirius Stars 103. I have very good news for you, gentle audience. Today, I am doing a full hour. That's right, including the breaks that we have on the Sirius in order to tell you about other shows. I get my wish that I've been, the Yiddish word for bitching, complaining about forever. I get my wish. So I get twice, instead of 24 minutes, I get 48 and a half minutes, I think. I got to check my email from B.W. Fenton. To make sure that's right, but I think that's right. Now, yesterday I talked about hurting and stinking of my asshole. I wanted to tell you that somebody actually sent a comment, an audio feedback relating to the fact. What happened is, this is Madge Weinstein. Did I explain who I am? Yeast Radio, Madge Weinstein, hurting, stinking, ass itching, hurting and stinking, the ass itch. All right, you know what? Before I do that, I need to do something here. I want to play. I don't usually do this, but because, okay, what I'm going to do is, it's so confusing, but I'm just going to play something for the serious people, and I'm going to edit it out of the yeastradio.com feed because you already heard this yesterday. So it's the part where I talk about Adam's Curry and what I think of the whole controversy of who invented podcasting. I want to leave it I wanted to play it on the pod, the Sirius 103 feed, because I think it's really important that the Sirius audience hear it too, because I think that since I'm a lesbian and I'm always right, that it's kind of important that the people who are listening, I like to pronounce my silent T's, know that, you know, we have a lot of movers and shakers listening at the Sirius 103, and they need to know the truth via lesbian too. So let's listen to that. You're not going to hear this at home, so, and then you'll just skip to the more interesting things. But anyway, for those of you who are, fuck my whorehole, my cunt stinks, and I have leathery breast. Note the singular breast. It's not because I'm John Ong of Online Podcast who doesn't know how to pluralize. It's because I only have one breast. It's true, I am a mastectomy survivor. And anyway, this is the business here.
War has been declared upon the United States of America and everybody in it. This war has been declared by the evilarchy that controls this country, the Cassius Cartel, the American Illuminati, the powers that be. Why would they trade the World Trade Center for world government? Because they want it all. There isn't anything that you have or ever had or ever hope to have they're not planning on taking away. They plan to kill you, control you, or incarcerate you. And it's soon, because the people don't have a foggy idea, not the foggiest, about what's really going down. What's going down is this country, and it's going down now. If you liked what Hitler did, you're going to love what Bush is doing. Baby Bush doesn't have the personality, he doesn't have the guts, he is a wimp. He is not a leader. He's a follower of the Faustian financial fraternity who's orchestrating all of this. He's Daddy Bush's baby boy. He laid nude in the coffin at the Skull and Bones, along with his grandfather, Senator Prescott Bush. And they were born again into a satanic order. Want a national ID card for their protection. They want what Hitler delivered. They want to fall in line and get in the goose step. We have a Gestapo in this country. Homeland Security. Deutschland Security. Who financed Hitler in the first place? Brown Brothers Harriman out of New York City, Union Bank. Oh, there's a partner to Brown Brothers Harriman, Senator Prescott Bush. They underwrote the Fuhrer, and the policies that were laid down by Adolf Hitler are being laid down today.
Somebody better start waking up and finding out Bin Laden is not our enemy. This man is not your enemy. Here is the enemy. The symbols of world fascism, Nazism. It's just a disgusting. And when I think about how many Americans were killed in New York City, and believing as I do that this thing was a setup job, because it's a textbook, as far as I'm concerned, this is a textbook operation that Nazis used, and they've used it over and over again. America has been suckered in one more time.
Junior Bush is asking for the authority to assassinate people. I'm talking about murder in the first degree. No trial, no evidence. I mean, this man is no Hitler, but if you liked what Hitler did, you're going to love what Bush is doing. The Cassius Cartel, the Illuminati elite, have a program. It really doesn't matter which party they're coming from. They're calling for world government. They're calling for tyranny. They're calling for you to take a mark on the back of the hand or in the forehead. Oh, first they'll offer you the plastic piece. And when people start losing it, say, well, that's obviously not working. The terrorism is so bad and things are so horrible that we must surrender even more liberties. for security.
Polar allies hostile. Africa's a nation that suffers from incredible disease. Sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, mercury and carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide.
In 1994, there were 67 schools in Texas that were rated exemplary. Exemplary, according to our own test.
Okay, so that's, I think I'm recording still. Let's make sure. Yeah, I am. Okay.
Wipe.
What am I doing here? Where am I going? What was I going to talk about? Oh, so I have a follow-up. We were talking... God, I hope I'm not waking Gussie up. You know, it's 1:40 in the morning right now. I don't know when I'm going to post this show because we're migrating a load balancing and pod show. Load balancing... Something like this. I don't know what this, some technical migration business. So I don't know. I may be uploading this late, but it'll be on time for the Sirius. So deal with it. Anyways, here I am, late bloating, uploading vagina. So I reported that I was sticking my finger up my dirty whorehole yesterday and then smelling it, but it didn't make the ass stink any better. Now this person sent a reply.
Hi, it's Andy here. I've got a cold and I've got an itchy ass. I've had an itchy ass since I was probably 35. I'm 41 now.
Okay.
I sort of assumed it's something to do with the onset of hemorrhoids, although I haven't got any bulging veins or anything hanging out of there. But yeah, it's it certainly is good to scratch. You got to watch one thing when you're scratching your ass with just your finger. You've got to make sure that your fingernails are well cut.
Okay.
Cleanly cut. Otherwise, you end up ripping a chunk of flesh out of the area around your anus, and that really can sting.
Okay.
So just sort of, you know, get vigorous with some toilet paper or something like that. It works for me. Hope you guys are okay in Florida. Hope everything works out with Gussie and Chauncey. Don't let the bitch in the apartment building get to you. She just sounds like somebody who hasn't got anything better to do with her life. Okay, take care. See you soon. Bye.
You're one to talk, Andy. I think that's Andy Armstrong, if I'm not mistaken. You're really one to talk, Andy, about not having anything better to do with your life. Not that I'm... Oh, what the fuck? An error occurred while reconnecting to Z. Well, that's because the fucking drive's in there, you stupid Bill Gates jack-off machine from the last millennium. God, hello. Update your operating system. Anyway, where was I? I'm trying to open my OPML browser because my show notes are in here. And since it's now Tuesday, I have to open up the show file from the date because it's by date for yesterday. But the date, I don't know where the fuck it stores this shit. And I don't think, I'm not about to ask Dave Weiner where the hell it is. I could ask Fran. Fran, where is it? I don't know who this Fran is. I had a whole shtick about these OPML people. And now it's got the... Oh, and now I'm getting that goddamn error. Oh, damn. Where the fuck does it keep... I probably keeps it in OPML. W. Blog. 205. 12. Okay, I see how it works. 13. Oh, fuck. I did it again. That's the wrong... Anyway, about the S. So, Andy, I would say... that chances are you maybe have too much time in your hands, aside from the cunt that wants to kill my dog, you know, which is another... I talked to my friend Larry, and Larry is so funny. God, I've got to get him on the show. He's this old actor. In fact, Larry is a wonderful human being. He coached me the very first time I ever did a stage show when I did the story. It was actually a Hanukkah show. One of the first podcasts I did when I actually, it's a bit, it's actually a script I wrote, but it's a true story about how I met Ethel Merman when I was a very young girl in the 1960s. And Larry is a he used to teach at Northwestern drama school. He's a very, very talented actor, and he coached me and directed me and gave me some wonderful tips. Anyway, he suggested that I should murder the lady who did this to me. Speaking of crazy, freaky ways to react to situations, people, places, and things, I've been a little bit disturbed with the way Roger Smalls is dealing with my boss and friend, Adams Curry. And we're going to talk about that. For the serious audience, however, we are going to take a break first so you can hear about all these other shows. Hopefully, they'll play commercials and a promo for my favorite serious show, Richard Simmons' Diet Show, which I fucking love so much. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. And we're back. Is that right, P.W. Fenton? Correct me if I know that was too obvious. I'm just trying to make his job easier. I know, general audience, that sounds retarded, you know, and I know Adams Curry doesn't do that when he does his 48-minute shows with the break in between. But that just makes P.W. Fenton's job harder because he's got to stick the break in. So I'm just trying to make his job easier, okay? So just deal with it. Just humor me. I know. It's ridiculous, okay? But it pays the fucking bills, so just get over me. You know, maybe we can make a fun game out of it or something, but we'll figure this out. I'm sure PW will tell me if I'm doing it wrong, too. So Roger Smalls is very, very disturbed. He sends me an email today and an audio comment. I haven't even played this. But it says, I'm gonna play the comment. I haven't heard the comment yet, but I was listening to what's going on. I've listened to Daily Source Code today. Now you got to realize that I'm the one that's been defending Roger Smalls to Adams Curry. I'm the one that told him, Adam, you know, because a long time ago, probably at least 6 months ago, Adams Curry was worried about Roger stalking him because he saw a photographer, somebody standing outside his window with Patricia and his dick was sticking out of something, and he thought it was Roger Smalls. And I said, look, because he knew Roger Smalls was in Guilford and Roger Smalls was blogging about how he's in Starbucks waiting for Adams Curry and all this. And I talked to Roger. I said, Roger, you're not going to stalk him. Stop it. And, you know, I mean, come on, this is my boss. This is my livelihood, Roger, okay? It's my livelihood. I get my mortgage paid this way. Do you understand? I pay Chauncey's food, and I'm going to fart now for you. Hold on. Crank. That was a crank. Anyway, it's really, I'm not sure how to deal with this. But evidently there's a whole bunch of comments and stuff, but I haven't really gone through them because I'm afraid I'll get even more freaked out. But so then I'm listening to Daily Source Code, which I'm not going to go through it all. But basically, evidently Roger's been accused of going through Adam Curry's trash and stealing stuff. And now maybe he's putting them on sale on eBay or Google Bay or whatever this is. Anyway, so here's the email Roger sent me. Hello, Madge. Today I have an audio comment for you with a question that has been bothering me somewhat for a while. Please don't be angry with me for upsetting Adam. How did you know I'd be angry? Well, there you go, Roger. He was throwing it out anyway. Finders keepers, that's my motto. And if I want to make money from recycling other people's trash, that's my initiative. All the best, Roger. Well, Roger, God, why are psychos drawn to me like white on rice? It's like Norman with the kiddie porn. Roger, the problem wasn't that the hair gel was finished and in the garbage. The problem was that it's freaky to go in. First of all, it's illegal to trespass and go on somebody's property and go through their garbage, even if you're not going through the house. I don't know. In England, I think the garbage is still on their property, isn't it? Or is it technically in public? That's a good question, actually. Is it in the... Because maybe if it's not... Is it not in their house? Maybe Roger technically wasn't breaking the law, but that is beside the point. Still, it's freaky and creepy. And I think, Roger, you might understand. You might have a problem with boundaries. You might need to go to therapy. And I think you said you work in a laboratory, you work in a hospital or something, collect blood or something, a phlebotomist, it sounded like you were. Maybe you, they have a psychiatric program, or a, what we have in America is called the employee assistance program, where you get help. You might want to just get some free counseling and say, look, I'm stalking people and I'm stealing their hair gel and selling it on eBay and advertising it as the bottom is slightly stained. I mean, did you see the ad for this thing? It was weird. It was like the bottom is slightly stained. Anyway, let's hear what this comment is. I'm giving him way too much attention. Roger, you've got to stop doing this. I mean, I'm really hoping in the back of my head that it's not even real, that somehow I'm hoping that you're just putting us on, that you didn't really go through his garbage, that you just sort of, you know, maybe made it up, that it's not really his, that maybe it got it out of the trash of your own place or some black woman's house, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, here's the, where the fuck is it? Here it is. Here it is.
Hello, Matt, Roger here. Can you explain who Brian Seacrest is, please? Thank you.
What? What?
Hello, Matt, Roger here. Can you explain who Brian Seacrest is, please? Thank you.
Roger, what has that got to do with anything? It's Ryan Seacrest. Why are you asking about Ryan Seacrest, another hair hopper? What is with your fascination with men with giant hair? You're a freak, Roger. You're really starting to piss me off. Because, you know, you're really pissing me off because this is my, you don't fuck with my livelihood, okay? I mean, I do appreciate what you're trying to do, though, on the other hand, with that cunt Madonna, and you're trying to defend my womanhood because she is trying to stick her fucking dirty camel toe in on my territory with their stupid confessions podcast. Ooh, you know, that's right. So I hope you do, you know, if Adam doesn't go in the helicopter with you, then I will, even though you probably don't drive a helicopter, but I think it's a great idea, whatever it was you're planning to do to her, but stay away from my boss. That's where my bread is buttered. Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm feeling wrong, all wrong, so we might as well listen to this while we're on it.
Hello, Madge, honey. It's Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old beautiful woman, smoker, soon-to-be winner of Eat This Hot Cheryl, host contest, and owner of Three-Fourths of a Lung.
Oh, God.
How you doing?
Delusional.
I'm smoky. First off, I have a message to all those anti-Cheryl profess forwarding queens, and I have to say it real slow so that they can hear it even though they're fast forwarding. Fuck you, whores. To the rest of you, you're positively wonderful, and you make me moist. Anyways, I was thinking about the past the other day. I used to perform this trick at sideshows. I'd use a Sharpie to draw eyes and a nose on my inner thigh, right by my vagina. Then I'd lay on my side and make the resulting face talk to the audience. Okay, this one time, I was showing off my ability to stick out my tongue, and the usual prolapse did not come out. Oh no, not just the usual, but my whole uterus, the whole goddamn uterus and then some, pushed itself onto the stage. Or fallopian tubes even.
What?
Boy, was I pissed. By the time I managed to push all that back in, half the audience had left. Luckily, Wanda Wisdom was still there, passed out in the front row. Although she is a well-known sober queen with a fabulicious website located at luckybitchradio.com. That's luckybitchradio.com, honeys. This was in her pre-sobriety days, as they say. Now, I didn't know her yet, but she wakes up just as I'm getting my vaginal canal back into my whorehole. She stood up and said, "That was delicious," as she does. To which I said, "Oh, eat it, you stupid whore." She gets up, climbs on stage, which is hard for a larger gal, and as she's standing up, her foot slips on the miscarriage that slipped out inadvertently along with my uterus. God, that was so funny. She had blood and gristle all over her orange muumuu. Her birdseed boobs had exploded from the impact, and the tampon that had been in her ass slipped down her leg, leaving a brown trail of tears, so to speak. Too bad she's sober. Those were the days. She was a groupie, you know. One of the ones that slept with every goddamn man she came into contact with. And then some. We used to call her Wanda Jistum. As she was constantly dripping cum and booze from her mouth and whorehole. I guess it just takes total tragedy, gonosypha herpes, and frequent handjobs for hobos that don't pay the rent, leaving you homeless, godless, and desperate, in order for a gal to get herself in order and clean up her fecal act. Thank God she did, Jesus. I can only handle so much trashiness, and I get daily from myself. She's so wise and spiritual now, honey. Anyways, Madge, you stupid whore. I gotta get back to work. Let's talk next week about Christmas and that dirty, dirty man hanging on the cross. Stay smoky.
Rachel Cann. Rachel Cann, is that the is that who you're talking about? The dirty man hanging on the cross? Must be Rachel Cann, the latest crucifixion. Cheryl, you're really fucking disgusting. You're really gross. I just couldn't stop it, though. I think now the whore, Wanda Jistum, that disgusting Cheryl that you, if you're like 98% of the listening audience who is not serious, although soon serious people I think are going to be able to skip with their little fast forward, who are not able to skip through, that was... Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio, a wonderful podcast, spiritually uplifting, really wonderful. You know, the great thing about Worldwide Wanda, she's an obese woman like me, but she's uplifting. She's a positive woman, and I've said this for a long time. You know, the great thing about Wanda's show is she's really on the cutting edge. She's way ahead of her time, and I think she and I are alike in that way. I think truly we're both ahead of our time because it's going to be a while before we really hit our stride and get the audiences we deserve. Because frankly, people don't, you know, we have good audiences. We love our audience turds. But, you know, we don't have the numbers that we will when everybody says, oh my God, now I get it. When the masses of dum-dums, not you guys, we love you guys. The masses of dum-dums start listening. And then, but what Wanda does, and it's very different from what I do, but Wanda is sort of like... She's sort of like, and I've said this to her, she's like the sort of the new version of, I hate to use this analogy because it sounds terrible, but the new version of the spirit of the television preacher, but so different. Because the old, I'm going to sound completely insane, I know, but the television preacher was such, was just this asshole who tells you what to do. Now the new version, the Wanda Wisdom version of it is somebody who just eats food and just says, look, I got problems in my life. This is how life is going for me. I know we all have problems, but life is good. And here's how it goes. And let's all go on the ride together. You know what I mean? Let's go through life together and share this journey. And let Madge call me a big fat cunt. And she will. But you know what I mean? This is where Wanda is going. So that's luckybitchradio.com. And I think you should check that out. I'm getting... all these emails. Katrina emails show Blanco PR worries. Oh, yeah, Katrina, nothing's fucking happening. Katrina, I just got this voicemail. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, Maz, you are the queen of queer podcasters, so I'm hoping that you can give me some advice. I have a show. It's called Pink Mafia Radio. It's at pinkmafiaradio.com, and I have the shit listed on iTunes, and the bastards took me off.
What?
What the fuck? What is going on? I know that you have no love for iTunes, but
that's right.
They kind of are the, you know, the aggregator of choice. So what the hell? You know, I had my thing listed as explicit, but it was there for like a week, and all of a sudden, bam, it's gone. No email, no nothing. And every time I try to repost it, it says that has already been, you've already tried to list it, so fuck you. So, Madge, please tell me, what can I do? What's going on? I am going crazy. I can't find any information. Thank you very much, Madge. I appreciate any help that you can throw my way. Bye. This is Steve from the Podcast Expo. Bye-bye.
This is Steve? Is this the Steve what that decided my hand was made of wood? I'm confused. You have a podcast? How did I not know this? I'm so fucking confused. Are you the one that took my hand, that accused me of not having a hand and photoshopped a green hand, and I'm supposed to fucking help you? Fuck you, pussy. But anyway, as far as what to do, I want you to tell me the details of what's happened. Send me an email, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. I can't do a thing about it. I can't even fix my own Insane Films that's been down for like a goddamn month thanks to High Pants Camel Tooth. Camel Toe. But I really want you to CC Adam at curry.com. He's been getting a lot of these emails, mainly without, not because he asked for them, but because I've sort of forced that on him. And now he's really starting to see what's going on because he does have an ear with Apple. And he was talking about that today on his show, Daily Source Code, which you have to listen to, of course. I always assume people listen to it, but some people don't. You have to listen to it, especially if you want to know what's going on in the podcasting world, or I mean, just in general, you have to listen to that show. It's one of those must-haves, must-hear it, audio, cunt, blubber cunt. Someday I'm going to do a glossary, explain my words. A blubber cunt, well, I think we just talked about blubber cunt. It's the fat pouch below your vagina. When you ever see women on the bus stop and they're wearing polyester, but a huge polyester, and they're just sort of sitting there, like perched at the tip of the bench, because if they sit back on the bench all the way, they know they'll never be able to sit up again. So they're perched. So when they're perched, they have this big sack of fat that goes all the way down past the vagina, holding this enormous mound of fat. And this poor polyester, this polyester has to do such a hard job and hold all this fat in. That fat is called the blubber cunt, also known as the panis, also known as fupa, fat upper pussy area, also known as, well, there must be other things, footer. Well, if it's a man, it's a footer, because men can have those. I don't want to be sexist. Footer, fat upper dick area. But so anyway, so Steven, send that. And also, you have to report a problem to the iTunes. You have to go somewhere. There's a button on that goddamn thing, report a problem. You have to at least do the diligence and at least, you know, give them a fair shot to fix it, report a problem, explain what happened. But also, I'd like, you know, you have to really do that first to be truthful. You can't just, you know, not. But I don't know what's going on with iTunes. They're really, you know, I've been saying this for a long time. People think I'm paranoid, but they've been screwing over the indie podcasters, removing stuff left and right, and sticking all this mainstream crap up there. And it's such bullshit, considering that we're really the pioneers with all this shit. So fuck you, Apple. And now we're supposed to be all glad because they're inventing some crappy Apple boombox. Woo-woo, 80s, big fucking deal. We buy this shit. And hey, iPods get replaced every 2-3 years. Won't take but a few years for a new trend to come by, Apple. So fucking get over yourself, fuckface. God, I've had it with this shit. I've had it with being bullied by corporations. I have fucking had it. Anyway, let's go back to my OPML notes. Let's talk about some of the bad news. There's a lot of it in the world, a lot of it. So Roger Smalls is fucked. We talked about my itchy ass, war on Christmas, some long-winded Washington Post started. I'm not going to talk about that. War on Christmas, these fucking Nazi right-wing fascists are all up in arms and trying to make it a war on. You see, what they're doing is the intelligent design. They're making it look, these right-wing fascists are making it look like, and I don't know who these fucking people are. They're fucking crazy people. I don't know if they're leftover Nazis or if they're just fucking nuts. I don't know who the fuck they are. But you know what? We have separation of church and fucking state in this country. And if you want your own fucking fundamentalist state, then go live in Iran and you can help torture and help hang people. Go live in Iran and you can have your fucking Shias and Shiites and shitheads. And you can just have Christians. Nobody will ever know the fucking difference. You know, one extreme fundamentalist and not. You can have the Christians in one half, the the Islamist fundamentalists and the other half, you can all hang and have your death penalty. Because you know what? Pro-life is a lie. I'm pro-life. And no, I don't mean that I would ban abortion. I believe in abortion. I think abortion should be legal. I think the death penalty should be illegal. The death penalty should be illegal. That it means I believe in pro-life because I believe... isn't that fucking obvious? I'm really upset, and this is what I've been postponing, because by the time you hear this general audience, and in fact, 1 hour from the time I record this podcast, Tukey Williams, a perfectly healthy human life, is going to be murdered by the state of California by an actor, by a film actor named Arnold Schwarzenegger, the son of a Nazi. This death chamber, this death gurney sits... Do you know, if you look at a picture, go to QPotter.org before I take this post off. You'll see at the top, there's a picture of this gurney where Tukey Williams, this perfectly healthy human being, a man who was convicted of murder, though he never admitted it. He did admit to founding the Crips street gang, however, but he did not admit to this murder. And there was a strong bit of evidence to the contrary that came last minute, which, of course... was ignored by all the people that could have pardoned him in this past couple of days. I don't know the legal details, but I do know that in my mind, the death penalty is completely inhumane under all circumstances. I'm against it 100%, so I don't give a shit about the circumstances of the case. But in this case, it's particularly poignant because I thought Christians, these people that are supposedly pro-life, believe in redemption and... You know, and forgiveness, but you're just proving that you don't. You're lying. You're being hypocrites again, as if it's not a hypocritical enough act to kill thousands of your own perfectly healthy young boys in order to cover up for a president's lie, and 30,000 Iraqis for the same lie, when they're all just people anyway. To label them Iraqi or Indian or whatever they are is just ridiculous and just a trick to your own mind anyway, when they're just living, breathing human beings, whether they're Iraqi or American, just means what vagina they came out of. How does what vagina they came out of? I want to read. I was talking with Mikey. I have a lot of notes I'm never going to get to. But I had a conversation with Mikey Pod. Mikey Pod does a podcast, Mikey Pod on the Bayou, and his website is mikeypod.com. He's also the official podcaster for the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, and he's been doing a lot of work with this. And I had a conversation with him, and I'm just going to read it back and forth. So he said, people are really happy he's getting killed. And I said, why? He said, they think he deserves it. He says, it's justice. They want him to have a more painful death. And I said, people aren't fully alive and that they want others to be dead. And I say there has to be a correlation. He says, you're right. And I said that it's like these people want him to die. Somehow, I think it's because they're not really alive. And I can't quite figure it out, gentle audience. I can't quite figure it out. But I want to look at this. I want to explore this correlation, but I think there is a correlation there. That inside, somehow, like Mikey Pod showed me this LiveJournal post where there were like, oh my God, hundreds of, it must have been 100 back and forth comments on this thread. And yet LiveJournal, these are young people. These are like people in their 20s, you know, arguing about the death penalty. And many of them were in favor of it. I mean, I was dizzy looking at the comments. I just skimmed them. I couldn't read it. It was too offensive. And it just occurred to me, I thought, you know, how could you be so in favor of death unless somehow, and I just can't process this, but I sort of have this intuition that these people aren't alive. Well, I know that, you know, I got a strong feeling that people, and most people in this country aren't really alive, or else they would, if they had a good, healthy dose of humanity, they would react like John Murtha did and, you know, and stop this war and react like Cindy Sheehan did. But I think the fact they're not alive, somehow they want other people to be in that same state, to also be unalive. I think they resent people being alive and appreciating life. And I don't know, general audience, but it's disgusting anyway. That gurney is enclosed in the old death chamber at San Quentin Prison. And he's dying of lethal injection. Ask yourself, general audience, and I got to go. Ask yourself, why would they stick the gurney for the lethal injection that they're going to murder Tookie Williams on? Why would they stick it inside a gas chamber? You can look at these pictures and go to QPodder.org. You'll see the pictures. Go to bicyclemark.org. He posted them too. Same with MikeyPod. These are pictures from San Quentin. Ask yourself why. And I think you'll learn a lot from asking yourself that question and looking at those pictures. Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein on YeastRadio.com and Sirius Stars, Channel 103. Thank you so much for listening. Without you, I'm just not much.